Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Well, we've got some time to talk right now. No callers in the queue, but hopefully we'll get some. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And just an announcement. Announcement about the schedule next week. We'll be on the air Monday and Wednesday as opposed to Wednesday and Friday because of the holiday.
She wants to do some readings. And she has an announcement to make.
You're rude, Olive. Stop it.
Ah, well, fancy that. We've got a caller. Oh, and I believe...
Isn't there a fancy cat food?
Fancy Feast, yes. Yeah. Which we tried to feed her. She didn't like it. Well, I started with the expensive brands, and then Neil decided to buy Friskies, which ruined everything. So, she likes that.
So the whole ordeal is disgusting to me.
Well, it is gross. I hate touching the food.
The cats
but we,
have to eat meat.
Yeah. Now we balance between Friskies and Blue Buffalo, so we've got a nice balance between garbage and something healthier. Okay, 631. Let's bring 631 on. Hi there.
How you doing?
Hi. Fine, thanks. What's your name?
My name's Brandon.
Brandon?
Yeah.
Hi, Brandon. Where are you calling from?
New York.
Okay. And what's your birth date?
11/15/1992.
Yeah. Okay, 8. 18 and 11, 29, 11, 2, right?
Yeah.
Interesting reflection, your birthday, Brandon. Your karmic number is 29, which happens to be your near inverted 92. What brings you to the show?
I want to get a reading.
Well, do you have a specific question?
Am I going to be like successful in my career?
Oh, you want to ask about career. Okay.
Yeah.
He has a broken 8. No, 11, 15. And I wrote down an 8.
27.
22 years away from a big change. Though he's going, your life goes in cycles of 2, Brandon, as well as cycles of 11. So you're in a 2-year cycle right now at the age of 27, but when you turn 29, things should be, you should experience a dramatic change. Are you having struggles in your career right now?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. And do you have a job? Are you working?
Yeah, I work at a shoe store, but I have an interview on Monday for a GNC.
GNC? Like the vitamin store?
Yeah.
Is this your career, though, retail? Do you want to do retail, or is there something else that you're looking to do?
No, I'm a real estate agent, but I just have a job, just for the side.
So the career question is regarding the real estate
Yeah.
side. And you got your license. Yeah. When did you get your license? What year?
I got it this year in June.
Okay, so that is concurrent with the 2-year cycle.
Yeah, Brandon, here's your situation. We talk about, we know when we come onto the planet, since you're calling a show that has a little bit more of an esoteric definition, when we come onto the planet, we're dealing with a certain amount of karma and things we have to get through. Your master number reveals, let's put to the negative first, then we'll go to the positive. Your master number reveals a lot of turmoil, confusion, darkness. There could be areas of divorce somewhere in your background or your family. There could be drug or alcohol problems somewhere in the background of your family. These are perhaps, but they often coincide with the master number that you have, 29112. It also means difficulty in relationships. But the thing about it, Brandon, is that the difficulties you're having, at least until the age of 29, are somewhat connected to your karma anyway. So you haven't done anything wrong. This is what you face. This is what you have to work through. So, you know, you don't despair over that. Everything's happening due to karmic circumstances. Now, here's the better side of the issue. When you reach 29, but I'm telling you, I think it's going to be at 28. I think it's going to be 28, not 29.
Hmm.
But when you reach 29, things halt, they stop, and a certain energy replaces it. It steps in, and there's a big change. For you, luckily, it's going to be a good change. That's at 29. Now, psychically, I think it's going to be at 28. Why? I don't know. That's just what I'm getting, 28. So you just celebrated a birth date. So what's going to happen? You just had, you know, your license in June. So let's suppose, Brandon, that since your master number is 2, according to karma, you're supposed to wait about 2 years before you become successful in real estate. That would be the theory.
But you think it's 28.
But I think it's going to come sooner. I think it's going to come sooner. Now, you know, in real estate, you deal with numbers, Brandon. So when we look at 1115 in your first in your month and date, that equals an 8, and an 8 in numerology comes to money, and that's on your karmic side. So as you approach and get the closer you get to 29, the more you're going to see a change in what you hope to be a boost in your career, real estate. You're supposed to be in real estate. You're meant to be. One is connected to the earth, land, home. You have 3 ones in your energy. That's great. You have 5. I mean, you're
kind of... Well, he has 5 ones because of the 11 in his
karma.
Yeah,
well, yeah, essentially,
yeah.
But in his
linear code. In his linear code, yeah.
You have 5, which is the vocal energy. Now, on the phone here, you're very... Not the phone, but the radio show, you're kind of soft-spoken.
Well, he's on the phone.
You're kind of soft-spoken, you know. Chris and I watch a lot of real estate shows. I happen to have a lot of clients who are in the real estate business that are tremendously successful, like in the millions. And so it's not an area that I'm unfamiliar with. However, in your case, I think that if you're asking about a boost in your career or something happening, we're looking essentially somewhere around November in about a year. But you'll build up to that, and you won't have to be selling shoes or any of this nonsense.
Or vitamins.
Vitamins. No. That's just part of the stepping stone towards your ultimate success in your career.
So, Brandon, real quick, regarding the divorce, is there anything in your family that you can validate?
My parents did get a divorce.
Okay, so your parents are divorced. Any drugs or alcohol?
No.
Nothing like that. Okay, but, you know.
Have you had relationship problems throughout your life so far?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. Well, that's where that's all part of the...
you know, they don't, you know, all problems don't plague each person that's a 2911 too. Some people have drug and alcohol problems.
Yeah,
and so
do,
you're lucky you don't, but you've got the divorce with
your
parents and the
divorced,
relationship issues.
Your parents divorcing, there might have been some adultery or something dark going on between the two of them. But that's just, that would just be validations. That's not pertinent to your question. The pertinent to your question is, what you asked was, I want a reading, and specifically, I want to know about my career. We're predicting that somewhere between 28 and 29, anywhere approaching 28 to the tail end of 29, you will start to see success in your business, whereby you can make a living. You know, the real estate market is up and down. It's all over the place right now. Interest rates are low, but it's still very difficult. There's even prediction that the millennials are not going to be able to afford a house. You know, we're in a different stage. We're in a different area life. But I think you'll be successful, Brandon.
What type of properties are you going to represent? I mean, do you want to do like very expensive homes, or are you looking just to do, I mean, New York is where you're at. Are you in New York City?
No, I'm actually on Long Island.
You're on Long Island, but it's still expensive, Long Island.
Yeah.
So what, I mean, are you just like middle class properties? What do you want to do?
I mean, I do want to sell like expensive homes and stuff. I mean, you know, like whatever, you know, I get my hands on, you know, I'll do it.
And how does that work, getting hired with a real estate agency? I'm, you know, what is the one that, there's one that I'm thinking of, I can't remember, that sells very expensive properties.
Well, there's a lot of them out here,
but there's a few.
Deal.
I mean,
that
but they,
deal.
What is Sotheby's is one, Sotheby's.
Compass and
Berkshire
Hilton,
properties or something.
Something Highland.
Highland and yeah, that's
yeah,
here. But,
are out here.
But Sotheby's I think is nationwide. How do you get on with real estate agencies like that? I'm not really familiar. Is that what I mean?
You just you do your research online and you call them and then they tell you about it and like a split and stuff and then. You know, if you want to sign with them, you can sign with them. You know, that's how
so
it works.
Do they hire any? I mean, do they just hire you regardless, or are they discriminating about who they decide to bring on board?
No, I mean, this agency is an invite only, so you have to get an invite into it. I mean, but other agencies, you know, I mean, like I could sponsor people in. That's, you know, but like other agencies, they'll hire like whoever they want.
Okay.
See, but Brandon, you see, somewhere in your consciousness, you either on a monetary value or on a passionate value, you're interested in homes, the selling of homes, going into homes, helping people buy homes, looking for homes. It's intriguing to you. It's exciting. So far, am I right or wrong?
No, you're right.
So you see, what you got to do is develop. You also have to kind of develop a style because real estate agents, they can't be too pushy, but they've got to be colorful. They've got to be salesmen, salespeople. You know, they have to paint a picture when you're walking to a home. You know all this.
And a successful salesman strikes a balance between being really good and aggressive with sales, yet appealing to the prospective customers.
And it's a hard work. You put a lot of time in and a lot of time where you don't get paid to woo the potential buyer or seller. So but do I think you got it? Yeah. You get into your psyche, get into your personality, get into your flamboyancy in terms of your persuasion to interest people in real estate. And you're going to find your niche. You're going to find that process whereby homes and customers, sellers, buyers are going to come through. I predict that.
Okay, Brandon, we have to move on to our next caller, but good luck.
All right, thank you.
All right, 845, hi.
Hello, how are you? This is Lucy.
Hey, Lucy, how are you?
Good, good. Yeah, going with the weather.
Are you 10-8? I can't remember. Your October birthday, right?
October 1-6.
Oh, 6, sorry. 1-6.
October 16?
16th. Uh-huh. 1962, right?
Two. Oh, my goodness, what a memory.
Well, I didn't remember the birth date exactly. I forgot the day.
When is it?
She's October 16th, 1962, and she's a 26-8. The reason I remember the 62 is because I know that she's got that reflection going on, actually, in her month and day, too, 6-2. What's new?
Well, a new boss at work.
Really?
New. Yeah.
Okay.
And then the rest is like the weather, it changes. And then fall and winter are not my favorite seasons.
They're not?
No, they're not. I like summer.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, and it's harder. She's in New York also, so it's more difficult in the winter than it is here, obviously.
Oh, the winter, she doesn't tap on the winter?
She doesn't like fall and winter.
Okay.
We like fall and winter here.
Oh, yeah? Are you in a hot place or what?
Don't like summer. Yuck. So you're adjusting. What happened with your house?
Well, it's still here. Didn't do too much. Yeah.
But have two homes, though, and you were thinking of selling the one that you don't live in, right?
The one that I live in.
Oh, the one that you live in.
That's the one that's...
So you're still there.
I'm still here. I really, when I'm really, really, really serious, I have to start giving out my books, my cards, everything that I have, you know?
Yeah. So what's your question? Today.
My question is about work, what you see about work.
Okay. The new boss.
The new boss, yeah. A lot of things changing at work.
And you're in, what do you do again? Loss prevention or something like that?
I do know. Okay. I do auditing. Auditing for the insurance company, health insurance company.
And you wanted to get into the loss prevention department, but you didn't.
Never happened. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Never
happened. That was the last prevention. I knew I was remembering that from somewhere. Okay, the new boss and her changes. Is it a male boss or a female?
Female.
Okay. Female boss. And do you like her?
Well, I never disliked so many people, but then we went from a person that was micromanagement to another very more deeply into that kind of stuff. Yeah, I don't know.
Wait, so this woman doesn't micromanage as much?
He micromanage even further than the one that
she's worse?
Worse, yeah.
Oh,
I don't say worse, but it's even better micromanagement. You know, and she doesn't, I don't know, the other day say, I just don't want to get into many details. But then I say, whenever I say something, you flip it the way that, like accusing me that I'm saying this and that. I say, no, I didn't say that. That was you feel that I say.
So what's happening is a little bit of, she's targeting you a little bit. And
a little bit, yes. Or a lot, I don't know.
And so what?
Yeah, well, I mean, she's wondering what's going to happen. I mean, I would be very careful to do everything correctly at the job, because if she has focused her attention on you and is nitpicking what you're doing, you've got to be very careful to be very accurate and do everything according to whatever standard is in place for your job, because you know if it she could you don't want further aggravation from her.
I don't.
Are you making any errors?
No. No, that I know, not yet.
So what is she harassing you about or giving you a bad time about?
Like doing some kind of work. Like I was saying, I say, I'm not doing that kind of work. I believe that the people that was training to do that kind of work should be the ones doing that kind of work. And then she say, oh, you have so many years here and your experience with a 3 hours refresher, you can do it. I say, okay. Yeah, that was the thing I told her.
So she's wanting you to do your work faster than you're doing it.
She's doing that with everybody. She wants everybody to be more more
you
on
know.
Top of everything, and then more on time, more on everything. She wants everything to speak quick.
She's the new boss. And there's not too much you can do about that. With people like that, I would, you know what you do? You have to kind of not get into the debate and fight her on saying, well, I can't do it or it's not realistic. If I were you, Lucy, I'd just say, okay, that's fine. And just do what you can do and get her off your back. And every time, you know, just don't get into the placement of thought that you have to fight with her or correct her or challenge her or make her seem like what's reasonable. Just say, okay, people like that, they, you know, there are a lot of people like that who are kind of like dictators or despots or tough. If you act cooperative and you purposely try your best, sometimes you find that they don't pick on you so much. So I would do that first. If other people don't go there, they'll do the complaining for you, and it will keep you sort of out of the trouble. So you might have to release your convictions a little bit, and just go along with it, because you know you're working there. I don't know if she's going to even be there that long, to tell you the truth. A lot of people like that they move on.
Was she hired from outside the company?
No, from inside. The same team, the boss just moved her over our team.
So that's the problem. I mean, with the and that's why I asked, because I thought it was going to be inside.
Yeah, she was
already for a period of time. So, I mean, her leaving may not be, you know, the fact that she's been with the company for a while means that she's got a history with the job and probably wants to stay.
See, you have on a deeper level, Lucy, your master number is 8. That's leadership. But
it's
composed of a 26. You're a 26 equals 8, and you were born in 62. Both of these are broken up 8s.
And she has a 6-2 in her, you know, there's a,
yeah.
In her
in
a month or
and
day.
There's actually 101.
One.
That's a 2-6. So what your karma is, Lucy, is that you feeling like you should be the power person. You feel that. We get that. That's in your energy. But you're going to be reduced by that because of karma. So people who are also in higher positions are going to make you feel smaller. It's a karmic situation you've got. Well, what do you do about it? I guess you have to kind of be diplomatic, because sometimes people who are diplomatic win the actual race. And so I wouldn't get into a power struggle with her or correcting her. You're bound to lose. What you need to do is just say, okay, and release the energy and go about your business and do whatever you can do, because she's not going to be able to remove you either. And if you don't feed into her ego, she won't have any reason to fire at you. She won't be able to find
you. Did you have much interaction with her prior to her taking this position?
No.
No.
No, she's from the same department. but she was moved from one team to our team.
I see. Well,
I don't know why. Why she was moved. Well, she was doing so great in the other team, why she just didn't stay there?
Because there was something lacking on your team.
Because what's something?
Something was lacking on your team in that supervisory position. Something was wrong. But, you know, you have to understand that you're in a kind of a tribal zone when you're working in a situation like this. And things shift and change. It may not make sense to you, but that's the way that the energy changes. It's sort of tribal. And there must be a lot of people that work in your department.
Mm-hmm.
So,
32,
you know,
something like that, 40? Yeah, it's a bit, it's a department with different managers. So,
yeah,
there are like four managers. Each one has like between 35, 40 people auditing.
Yeah.
But so then it was changed from.
Well, there's a lot of people there. So this is, you know, I would just try not to fight with her, or don't say you're not listening. You may feel that's what you're saying, but that's not what I said. Just say, okay, and get her off your back, because otherwise you're going to increase the weight.
And
you're not
going
to get it.
The risk too of trying to complete work faster than you're used to is inaccuracy in work. So I would be more careful about being accurate personally than trying to rush.
That's what I told her. I say I don't. Yeah. Then she told me, oh, I say, okay, my bonus went from 110 to 100. But I believe it usually had been 110, 115, 120. And you say, oh, you don't work overtime. I was like, excuse me. I didn't say excuse me, but inside me was like, And I say, then you put your personal input in your evaluations. I almost told her, well, working extra time, it is not a... it doesn't qualify for a person to get more bonus. If you want to give them bonus, but then give the people what they deserve. If I deserve 120, why you lower me to 100? But then I say, well, I told her just the difference between $40, $60 between the 100 and the 120. Then for me, it's not the money, but it's the recognition. But I guess the deeper that I go there, the she's going to feel hurt, you know, like apprehensive. Yeah, it's like you say, it's going to disappear. Like, don't give her too much thought.
Well, I just, you know, we'll put out energy for you that things go smoothly and that she relaxes her control, and that your job is protected. So,
then you don't see anything major coming, like the store coming yet. It's, everything is okay.
You mean like losing
to...
job?
Mm-hmm.
No, well, not at this point. Just
okay, wonderful.
You know, just do your job and appear to be working with her. Say, okay, that sounds like a good idea, and just work at the performance level you're at. She'll probably back off. If you do that, nothing's going to happen to your job. I don't think so.
Yeah, I was thinking to leave it because it's getting heavy and boring. All these changes. It's like,
you were thinking of a new
short
job?
Yeah, just goodbye my job. It's like, I love it. I like what I do, but then sometimes it gets a little too much. Like, life is too short to be like, really? This is the way that it's going to go now.
Well, if you want to leave, that's something else.
Yeah, I mean, what would you do, Lucy? Would you do
nothing?
The same thing?
No, I won't do anything.
You mean quit? You just want to quit altogether?
Yeah.
And do you retire? And do you have a pension?
No, really, because I'm not in the age of retirement. But
you're
yes.
only 57.
Can you stick it? If you stick it out, how long would you have to work till you received like a pension from this employer?
We don't have the pension. We have the 401k.
You have 401k, and what?
Yeah, but the insurance part is the one that I keep me thinking. Okay, I have to get insurance, life insurance.
Life insurance?
No, life insurance or health insurance.
Health insurance. I was going to say life insurance.
Health, life insurance, health.
Health insurance is what you're concerned about, and you're not eligible for Medicare until you're what?
No.
Mm,
no.
What's Medicare age?
Yeah, they need something.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think you're going to be working for a couple more years. Personally, I don't think it's a good idea to just quit at this point.
Why would you want to quit now? You're quitting way too early, and then you're going to regret that you did. It's too early to quit. I mean,
plus,
you know,
the health insurance will be very expensive until you're able to get on Medicare. I mean, Medicare is expensive too if you have full coverage, but I mean, you know, it will be very costly for you. And how I know you have that other property and that's income for you, but you would be taking a big cut in pay.
Yeah.
And
yes,
the 401k, at what age is that available to you to start withdrawing?
50, 60?
60 or 50?
59 and a half, 60. Like 59 and some ages, some months, almost 60. Uh-huh, 60. 59 and a half, or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're way, and I said if you're going to be working a couple more years, and that's your 401k isn't going to be available till the age of 60. So don't quit yet. Don't quit yet.
Okay.
Just try to
be diplomatic and be there.
Yeah.
That's a very good advice.
Okay.
Yeah, Lucy, just hang in there. You'll feel better. You know. Listen, I'm 11 years older than you, and I'm still working, and I'm tired. So, you know, it doesn't matter. It just you just have to keep going strong and doing what you're doing, and we don't suggest you quit or anything like that. But be diplomatic.
Okay, diplomatic is the word. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care, Lucy.
That is a wonderful, wonderful advice.
I
was thinking about that one. I just not gonna be opening, advocating for everybody else. Like let them be, and then I just do my own thing.
Exactly.
That is,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I figured out that nobody talks. Everybody's like, oh, they just crying. They fearful that they're gonna lose their job and blah 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 blah. You know. But nobody does anything. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Lucy. Well, take care. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much for the wonderful advice.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Keep us posted on how things go.
Thank you so much. Yes, I will. Thank you.
Okay. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. A month,
thank
end
you.
Of the month, because we are almost out there.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye, and thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Yeah, there's locked-in karma with, there's in the birth date, you're going to have some locked-in karma. It's just what,
it's inevitable.
You have to come in to the planet, and there's a program that's initiating you into the planet that's based on your past life journeys. And it's interesting to maybe look at some of your past lives that you're inclined to do that. I don't think it's necessary, but sometimes it's intriguing to investigate that and figure out why you are what you are. But believe me, if you come up with the conclusion that you were Cleopatra, so have 500 other people in any given state.
Do you always say this is Cleopatra?
Well,
the Cleopatra example.
It's an overall person.
Well, and I mean, you know, even if you had past lives where you were famous or, you know, a significant person in history, you're back on the planet. So
yeah,
it's
you don't,
like,
you
know,
you don't come
obviously
back
you
to
don't
the
transcend.
Planet because you were famous.
You mean you don't
you come
transcend.
Back to the planet because you have karma.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're having to work out maybe something on a much smaller scale. A lot of people are not famous in this lifetime, not powerful, but they have problems.
They have problems
tons
because,
problems.
You know, whatever occurred in the lifetime that they were famous created a situation in the successive lifetime where there isn't fame and they have to struggle because of
right.
mistakes that they made in that
life. You have to look
life.
At the small details. I mean, we get frustrated because we have small details we have to contend with and we don't really want to. But you'll have to consider with that when you're in your life, in one's life, even small details can have karmic consequences if they're not worked through. So, you know, you want to make sure you've done everything and completed everything as possible on the board, life board you have. And if you leave anything undone, well, you need to really examine, will it be powerful enough to produce a karmic consequence?
You know, it's really important, too, to have that awareness. And most people don't, you know, even in the spiritual, quote unquote, community. I was recently, you know, sometimes I'll post, I probably should do more on our page, but people will ask questions in groups that we belong to, spiritual groups. And there was a question about, I think it was actually about twin souls, but it diverged into something else regarding karma and past lives and things like that. And there were some I responded and to the question, and then people were disagreeing with me and saying, oh, you know, karma to me is the mistakes I, you know, what I didn't do in this lifetime and how I didn't meet challenges and so on and so forth. And it's really unfortunate because if you don't have the awareness of how to deal with your karma and establish transcendence in this lifetime, then you're going to just come back.
That's
so
right.
It's important to have knowledge. But we do have a caller. Let's bring this person on. Hi, John.
Hi, Kristen and Neil. It's Jennifer.
Hi. 4370. What's going on, Jennifer?
Question about, so I was doing a meditation and I've been hearing, I was working with different sounds, so the clairaudience aspect of it. And every sound seemed to have like a different, I don't know, they didn't tell me hertz, but it felt like different hertz. But now when I'm just going about my daily business, all of the sounds have been amplified. So it's driving me a little crazy.
So you're hearing things when you're not in meditation.
Yes.
Like what are they, tones? Like no,
just general. Well, I always used to hear the, you know, the buzzing in your ear kind of thing when spirit's trying to get your attention. But now they've added in the element of like there's thrumming, which to me doesn't feel like a spirit sound. It feels more like an earth sound. And then I'll hear like every sound in the house where I used to just be able to tune it out. So there's got to be a happy medium somewhere.
Do you, I mean, the ringing in your ears, is that constant or is it intermittent?
No, it's intermittent. It's when, because of the pitch of it, I know that there's, and it depends on which ear it's coming into. So if it's coming into my, I can't remember, if it's my left, there's something coming in just for me. If it's my right, it's something coming in that I need to give out.
I don't know. I mean, you know, people have ringing in their ears and it's just ringing in the ears. I have intermittent ringing in the ears. Neil has constant ringing. Ears and it's a physical manifestation, you know, unfortunately, it's not, you know, necessarily spirits trying to contact you.
But when I pay attention to it, see, here's the difference. When I pay attention to it and acknowledge it, I get whatever it is that they're giving me and it goes away. So it's not constant. So it's like, here, pay attention. I pay attention. It's gone.
Well, what happens when one starts to meditate or utilize their third ear, their astral ear that probes into the astral realm, it ricochets, it starts to vibrate the physical hearing. So the astral hearing actually, your it collects in your psyche sounds that become a file in your brain. And that file can be transmitted to your inner ear, your physical ear, and it, however distorted it may be, it will produce a sound, a note, a ringing, a vibration.
And she's hearing a drumming.
And you will, you can misconstrue often, am I hearing the sounds of the house because my sound is so acute, my hearing is so acute, or am I getting signals from the astral realm? Or the, well, you're getting both because you're, it's almost like when you go swimming in the ocean and you go come home and the water's still in your head and you're hearing the sounds of the water in your ear or the sounds of a seashell or something. Your brain, your ear is absorbing the sounds of the astral realm that you penetrate into when you utilize anything regarding your third ear. And that's what you're getting. So in a waking state, you're hearing two things, but you know, it's just like in life, you're just becoming more aware of it. But if, when most of us go through life, there's the sounds of traffic, people screaming outside, people building things, and we kind of drown it out and we call it white noise. You're getting the white noise of an astral and physical realm. You just have to kind of get used to it. I hear voices from, personally, I hear voices from the astral realm constantly. They're always talking to me. It drives me nuts. But I've learned to just, you know, over the years, I've learned to adjust. And I can say quiet. I need silence. And that works oftentimes, unless you get, you know, an annoying spirit or energy or element. But I'm constantly talking, conversing, hearing. But I've gotten used to it. If I didn't get used to it, I would have gone nuts. I did go nuts, but I got over it.
You did not go nuts. That's not true.
But anyways,
I mean,
that's where it's coming from, I think, Jennifer.
So the drumming is intermittent as well?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. But it comes from a different, you know, it's like the high pitch is right in the ear, but the thrumming is, it feels like it comes from above and out. So it's, I can feel that they're coming from different areas.
No, the astral realm will affect your hearing, will affect your blood pounding. The astral realm goes into your body. It's like soldiers coming to attention when the lieutenant comes in. When the astral realm penetrates your mind, and your psyche and your third eye, everything will do their thing.
It's going to affect all your senses.
Yeah, and you'll become more aware. Now, in essence, there's something valuable in that because ultimately, when we leave our body, we become aware of the universe, more or less the universe of our body. We become aware of the universe of the cosmos. When you astral project, you become aware of past, present, future. You become aware of all the astral realms. You become aware of the energies of the planets. You become aware of several angels and guides and spirits, more or less a pounding or a ringing in your head, which is nothing compared to what you're going to get when you leave
the
body.
You leave the body.
So take each element and use it as an orchestration, that there are several instruments in an
maybe
orchestra.
Maybe you should write music.
Yeah. And just, you know, don't be concerned that the cello is talking to the violin. You know, they
talk. It did involve too. Like there was a sense of surrender. So I felt, you know, I need to surrender, and that's why more is coming in.
When you surrender, you hear more.
Mm-hmm.
Ego isn't getting involved.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, Jennifer, don't go nuts.
Happy Thanksgiving. Well, I'm already nuts. We're all nuts, right? Anyone fun is nuts. So.
Yeah.
Well, we should all follow Mr. Rogers' path and not eat a turkey, but that's just our belief. We're vegetarians, so
save a turkey for Thanksgiving. It's terrible what happens. And actually, speaking of sound, turkeys have over 30 distinct sounds that they make communicating with one
another.
They're
really affectionate, intelligent animals, but tell that to the mass consumer, and you're going to be...
Yeah, we sometimes have some in the yard, and listening to them is fascinating.
Yeah, you know what? I used to be in an area where turkeys actually at someone else's home, but turkeys would be in the yard. You were up there with me.
Oh,
remember that?
Yeah. They have emotions. You know, their headpiece will go red when they're angry, white when they're loving. You know, they are really interesting animals, but we believe in the consciousness of all animals, so we don't celebrate Thanksgiving in that regard. We feel it's kind of tragic that animals are being slaughtered. Not only that,
well, they
but
do it
just
for Christmas
in
too.
All in all worlds, we're strict vegetarians. Anyways, we're getting
a day of gratitude.
Yeah.
Okay, Jennifer, happy Thanksgiving.
Well, I'm Canada, so just...
You are Canada. I was surprised you said happy Thanksgiving, but you do go to the States. You're on the border.
They
so.
Have a Thanksgiving.
That's different right. Thanksgiving date, yeah.
That's right. Take care.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
It's more like thanks consumption. You're gluttonous on Thanksgiving and... And,
I might be gluttonous this Thanksgiving. I'm
well,
planning
that's okay
on
to be
it.
Gluttonous as long as you're not filling your
I mean,
body
I'm not
going to
be
animals,
eating that traditional food, but
that have a right to the plant.
I do miss having like the traditional like stuffing and like all the vegetables and you know all that, but anyway. Okay. 201.
Hi Neil, hi Christian.
Hi Jackie. 1565, right?
To you.
Thank
yes.
you. What's up?
Well, today's a master day, correct?
What?
I'm trying to master and command this move, this mountain to be moved.
A master day? What do you mean a master day? Because it's a 22.
Today's 11/22. Yes.
No.
I love those. I love those numbers together. You add them up, you get 33.
It's not a master number. I mean, that's not the numerology theory that we follow at all. It's completely the antithesis of what we follow.
So what about 11?
We don't believe that 22 is a master number. No.
Or
way.
11.
Or 11. We
or 33.
Karmic numbers that have a lot of disturbing elements.
Yeah.
So what's the difference?
What's the difference? Well, 22 have a lot of darkness associated with them. And
okay.
So in popular numerological theory, you know, people think 22 is a master number, 11 is a master number. It's not.
No.
And also, if we're talking about master numbers in numerology, in accordance with the birth date, master numbers are 1 through 9. So the sum of the birth date has to be reduced to a single digit number.
Okay.
Yeah. So people say, well, I'm an 11. No, there are two, and they're... I mean, you can be an 11 without being compounded, but oftentimes it's 29, 11, 2, 38, 11, 2, 1s, 2s, and 3s.
So 11 is a 2, and 22 is a 4, and 33 is a 6.
Yeah.
Correct. But 33 is always, I mean, you know, there's no compounding.
I mean,
with
there's a reality to a compounded number. It is a number, but in numerology, it's not a completed number. It's compounded. You have to get to a single digit. And there are 9 major master numbers. That's who just
well,
worked
all right.
out.
Well, thanks for that clarification, because I do need another question to be answered.
Sure, go ahead. We have about 4 minutes.
Last couple of days, I just felt like, enough. I can't go any further. I need to move things out my way and do what I have to do. Could you tell me what's in my chart? Because when I tell you that, I was completely, totally exhausted and burnt out. And I want to move forward. I'm just trying to figure out what it is that I need to do to balance everything.
Well, you've been struggling with deciding whether you're going to leave your position as a teacher, and you've got a lot of stuff going on in your home because you have your sons living with you, correct? And the, and his girlfriend and
yes.
the baby. So there's
yes.
extended family, and I'm you being exhausted is
mm-hmm.
not surprising, given
right because I work with kids that have the same type of issues, and I
yeah.
need my job until I'm able to make other moves. I need it just to be able to put my life
yeah.
in order. I have
so
to pay my bills.
You're somewhat stuck in this karmic situation. You've got you're caretaking a son that
mm-hmm.
should really be out on his own, and you have
yeah,
that added
got,
responsibility.
You've
Go
got
ahead.
Two. You've got 65, which is an
11,
and you have a 5 and 6, which is an 11.
The 5 meaning the separate the 5
in
your
day,
and then the 6 in your
yeah.
year. So the there's
so you
that
got
reflection.
You got relationship things, but you are Master 9, which is that's why you carry this all, Jackie. Why you carry all
okay.
this energy. As your Master 9 endurance, what's going to change about this? The thing that's going to change about this, first of all, we don't have much time, but there's, you know, there's changes in a play. You have a change of a scene. A scene sometimes when you change your scene, you change your act, the environment's different, the setting is different, the stage is different, the characters are different. You're about to enter a change.
Okay.
You're about to change. You're what, 54?
She's going through a change right now. It's
yeah, she's going through a change,
her,
right? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're about to enter a change because as that change, if you haven't seen it yet, that change has to occur sometime between now and December. So
okay.
there's going to be a change. Now, concurrent to that change is some kind of incident. Nothing to worry about, but it could involve an accident. Like someone breaks their leg, something happens. It's not going to be you, and it's not going to be anything that you can't handle, but it's going to mark a change in the scene.
Okay.
So you have to, you know, if someone's in a minor traffic accident, oh, the car has to be repaired. Someone, you know, oh my God, I'm on crutches. My leg's killing me, but I'm fine. Something like that's going to mark a change coming up that on the flip side is going to be positive for you.
She wants to work in like corporate, doing instruction, you know, training people in corporations, right? Isn't that what you want
so
to do?
Yes, I want to do more from a consulting basis because I find myself doing that anyway to people who should know but they don't know, but they
right.
they leech off of my ideas, but I don't get the credit for it.
I know that I could
make money doing it. Because I always have these ideas
Jackie.
That come to me, and I just see the world differently.
Jackie, there's no way you're going to change careers without getting out there and trying to change your job, though. I mean, you're not going to change. It's not going to just happen organically. You've got to, and it's hard because you've got all these burdens, and you're carrying the weight of your family and having to work and all this. But you've got to. You know, additionally, go out there and start to look for something else if you really want to do. I mean,
I don't
see that.
The change may occur within your world. That crippling change may occur within your world. So, but
the kids are coming back,
yeah.
And she's got to get going too. Sounds like they're on recess or something.
You got Charlie Brown as
well. That's just how they are. Yeah,
I know.
Next generation.
I know how it is. Okay, Jackie, but hopefully that helps.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Take care. All right. We are back on air Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, and we will speak with you then. Bye-bye.